also beginning a new business. And I met Mark a few years ago when he was he started his stand-up at Broad Street Market. And it's a really wonderful story about what brought him to where he is now. And so I'm excited to have him talk about using compassion in the business that he started and is working with.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
We get slides from your slides?
Yes.
Both at the same time, solid. I provided my contact information up at the top so you guys can reach out to me at any time. It's mark_weeder. My email address is mark@poppedculture.org. I'd love for one of you guys to reach out and say this impacted you, me being here today, or you decided to follow along my journey. Like Brian said, I'm a recovering attorney. I worked for the state for a number of years in the legal field. I'm now I left that career in search of passion and purpose in my life. And if you guys, I need all the students to stand up real quick, actually. I know you guys are all tired and everything. Stand up for 1 second, I need to know my audience. So how many of you guys, if you're a senior, sit down. Seniors. Juniors, sit down. All right, sophomores. And freshmen, cool. All right, Brian, do you pay them to be here today?
They really had no option.
You guys could have been playing video games, you could have gone on a jog, you could have been eating, like you're all here today. You guys are a step ahead of the competition.
It's their desire to learn.
Desire to learn. All right, do you guys
is there compassion for Brian?
It's compassion for Brian, it is. I've learned a lot from
you,
Brian. So like I said, I'm the pop writer of pop culture. I gave up my career as an energy attorney to get things popping at a popcorn stand. Ultimately, I was missing passion and purpose in my life, so I decided to leave. I decided to do something about that. I was at a crossroads in my career. I was losing my job through no fault of my own. My boss had a political appointment. It was about to expire, so I used that opportunity to do a career assessment, figure out where I wanted to go with my life, and then I decided to start a business as sort of a hack to pick up the skills that I hadn't picked up. At the time, I was in a leadership and sustainability program while I was working, and that really helped guide my transition. I wanted to work with like-minded individuals. I wanted to learn more about energy and the environment, and I wanted to get some international business experience, so I got to do all of that. I was spending a lot of time doing self-reflection. Who am I? What do I want to do? What am I good at? What do I love doing? What's something that I could do day in and day out and not feel like I was missing out on anything? And like I said, I came up with a hack to start a business, to pick up skills that I didn't actually have and that I wanted to have. But just like anybody can start a business, and my thought was, you know, why does business have to just churn profits, right? So I'm 32. When I started the business, I was probably about my late 20s. And, you know, there was sort of the rise of Tom's Shoes, Warby Parker, you know, these businesses that are doing good and earning a profit. So I was like, you know, there's more to business than just doing something for yourself. And I was listening to NPR. I was trying to get out in my community, understand, you know, do research. What do people like in Harrisburg? I live in Harrisburg. And I was so consumed by this concept that the food bank was providing students meals after school because they lacked access to food. And how are you gonna go to school and learn and sit in class all day if you're elementary school, junior, high school, or high school if you don't have anything to eat? So I thought I could start a popcorn shop and donate a portion of our, donate popcorn bag for bag. For every bag we sold, we donate a bag of popcorn to kids to save for after school care. And I guess I did that because, like I said, I wanted a business that gave back. So when you talk about, Brian said embedded compassion earlier. So right from the beginning, I guess it would be a marketing tool as well, but I wanted compassion, empathy, purpose to be the basis of our business. And that's actually Brian and Davion and
myself. Me.
That is you.
Yeah, I realize.
Yeah. You have more hair then.
Yeah, it's optical illusion.
I'll talk about Davion here in a second. And over the course of, I secured a collaboration with the Food Bank, Central Pennsylvania Food Bank in Harrisburg School District, where we would go and we'd donate popcorn. And in the first year of business, we donated over 1,700 bags of popcorn for kids that were staying after school. And that was great, but I felt like I wasn't ultimately addressing poverty. And I thought poverty was access to jobs. It was, you know, getting your first work experience, meeting other people that can help you better yourself and get your next job. So that's when I reached out to Jim Ravison in the back at the Social Enterprise Institute at Elizabethtown College. And with the help of him and the students at the Social Enterprise Institute, we came up with a new strategy to give a hand up to those that were looking for jobs that might not have work experience, that might not have somebody to give them an opportunity, or popportunity, if we're sticking with the popcorn puns. And actually now I'm a senior fellow at SEI, and you might see me around campus from time to time. So we thought that what can we do? We need to put purpose first, so putting purpose before our product. And we came up with an employment strategy. At the time, I was sort of sharing this with my friends. This was our first pivot in the business. And I was like, you know, I think we should start hiring, you know, high school students, 14, 15 years old, 16 years old, give them the first experience, pay them and mentor them, educate them, teach them soft skills, business and life skills that they might not be learning in school. So it's compassion, that's wanting to give back, that's understanding the position that they're in school, what they're learning, and that knowing that there's more to life than just that. And somebody just came up to the stand. Davion actually came up to the stand and he brought his friend Josh. And he was like, Mr. Mark, I want a job here. I want to work here. He was just so passionate and I wasn't quite ready for it. So I said, give me a month. And I'm glad I took a second to do that because, you know, working with young professionals as far down as 14 or 15 through your 20s, you guys are so, so young. Like, don't worry about making mistakes. You know, try something that you're good at and love it and just do. Like, half of what we're saying today is doing good while doing well. I think, though, that, like, one of those key parts is doing. Like, just take that first step. And so when I eventually took on Davion, it was my first step. And then I took on Josh, his friend, a few months later. And, like, it was such a great learning opportunity. I know I failed so much along the way. Like, I just didn't have the skill set to deal with familial issues, to having to take the bus to get to the stand, to not having a lot of money, to having family members that are asking you for the money that you're taking in, to then, you know, what's it, you know, you haven't been taught to make a sale or to talk with a customer or to handle money. And like, so a lot of those things, well, I'm so glad that I, you know, took that first step and learned this lesson. And now I'm continuing down that road. So the first was a big pivot. It was from donating popcorn to now employing a student. Now we are working on a partnership with CareerLink where they'll actually be, we'll work with the same individuals you applied to CareerLink and you'll be an employee for them. They'll teach you soft skills, they'll pay their salary, and then I provide myself and another manager to work with a student at the stand. So it's, you know, sort of this sort of like leveling up, what can you learn from your mistakes? Along the process, I don't think I will be too much longer. I'll talk about this other slide and then we'll get going. The second slide is the second business that I've started. It's called Pop Rioter, P-O-P-R-I-E-T-O-R. We actually launched on the 10th. And so what I've learned at the popcorn stand, I've developed that into a new business idea that I pitched with the help of Miguel, who's a student here. And that was to take what I've learned at Pop Culture, that education and mentoring is key to success, and turning that into a web application. Now, it's really crucial not just to have your idea and pursue it, but also to listen to others along the way. So I went into this really intensive research process where I was interviewing parents, where I was interviewing students, where I was interviewing people like CareerLink that are providing jobs to youth, interviewing teachers, professors, employers, and they all told me that I was on the wrong path, that mentoring and education, while great, what I thought that I wanted to build already existed. And they were right. And that really took the wind out of my sails. So I'm in the middle of a conversation. I'm trying to like, is this the right idea? And this guy's like, nah, man, you're an idiot. Like, this thing already exists. It's already great. You need to come up with something better. So that's when I made another pivot. So for this business, we're developing an online portfolio where young professionals, young entrepreneurs, and creatives can showcase their work in a visual, cohesive, and organized manner. So, like I said, we're launching next week. It's a free platform. It's gonna be ad-free. It's like something in between LinkedIn, Instagram. So you can upload your work. You can have a mission. So you're completing school right now. That could be a mission. Something you're working on in the community can be a mission. And it's all to sort of give back so that you guys can go and you can use this as a platform to showcase the great work that you're doing, you know, on a daily basis, on a yearly basis. And I really hope that it helps just like one person land a job, that one person's able to showcase their work. Maybe it's a mom goes on there and they start putting up photos of their child when they're in 2017, 2016, and sort of cataloging their work, something that they can like sort of look back on. So that's my story. It's about pivots. It's about, you know, not just helping myself, but helping others. I think that's a dichotomy. You know, I focus so much on helping others towards the end of what I said. But at the beginning, it was all about helping me. You know, I did these things as a hack to help myself. And in the process, you can help others too. So remember, when you're out there, you know, go act on it. I don't want to say follow your dreams, because that's like sounds so lame. But it's so true. Like, you need to just take that first step, be a doer. Everybody's got this thought running through the head, oh, am I good enough? Yes, you are good enough. You know, you can go out and achieve the things that you want to achieve. Like, if your friends are being naysayers, let them go. You know, pick up a positive friend in your life. Challenge yourself to do something. You know, in the next 24 hours, just take the time and write down, what do you love? What are you good at? Just go and pursue those things, okay? So hopefully that was a little motivational for you today. Hopefully you picked up something, and maybe one person will reach out. Brian, do you have any
I do. So I know Mark very well. I've had the honor of working with him and getting to know him on a variety of different levels. And I find it interesting. He's been so successful in the work that he does. And I think he's the example of how living a compassionate life and thinking outside of yourself allows you to be successful within yourself, opens you up to creative opportunities, enables you to be flexible. And so I think there's a lot of benefits tying it back to the idea of selfishness, that you could be good and do good while also being selfish and doing well for yourself.
Yeah, it's a dichotomy. It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna go out and help others, but I'm also doing, it's like what you said, you know, why are you gonna give a homeless person some money? So that you feel good, but it also makes them feel good too. And, you know, so I try and act with selflessness. I try and listen. I try to understand the position of somebody else. Like I said when I started, I mean, you guys could be posting pictures of yourself with bunny ears with your girlfriend and getting 100 likes and then, you know, going and marketing that to somebody on Instagram. And like, but instead you're here and you're learning and, you know, you're taking the time out of your day to help yourselves. And, you know, you guys are taking the first step. So congratulations. Good job.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mark.
There's a question. Yeah, what's up?
When you started your first business, what was most important?
It's okay to fail. It's better to try and fail than not try at all. 99% of people fail because they never even get started. So, you know, so take the time to do that. I'd say, so do it. Do it for yourself, you know. After starting my first business and starting my second business, the second most crucial thing you can do, I'd say, is do the research. Listen, talk to others, share your idea, but go in with an open mind. Like when I started this, it was a platform to educate, and I think that's something great on the back end, but when everybody's telling you that it's something that educate already exists, they're not telling you to not pursue your dreams, they're just telling you that maybe you're looking in the wrong place. What's up?
Matt, how long did it take you to start up Pop Culture?
Longer than it should have. you know, going through the second process of starting my second business, when you guys see this website next week, we accomplished all of it in like a month, right? So I had the business pitch in December. I was accepted in January. Through the end of January and February, I mean, it's ongoing, but starting interviews, February was when we first started building the website. We're now half February, March, you know, so 2 months to build a website. Think about your MVP, like what's the least you could do? So when I started the popcorn shop, I thought the least I could do was like, you know, open a popcorn stand. Maybe I should have started a podcast where I'm talking to youth in the community. What are your biggest concerns? Maybe get somebody on there from the food bank. How does your system work? Somebody from the school. Like, think about ways you can start your business without investing any money. You have all the tools right there in your phone. So start a podcast, start a YouTube channel. Like, I'm recording this right now. I guess I should have said that. You guys aren't on it, so don't worry. It's just me for like my records. But think about it, they call it your MVP, your minimum viable product. So many people, they keep going down this path, and really they should just release and try it out and see what people use it for. I haven't done any marketing for this because, like I said, like I build it for young entrepreneurs and creatives, but if it's moms that are on there that are using it to showcase their work, like I'm glad that that's out there, and then now I know that like I should market towards that. So think your MVP, like the least bit that you can do, and then like I told the gentleman behind you, take that first step. So
you said that your career as an attorney was like coming to an end, and you also said don't be afraid to fail.
Right.
Do you think if your career as an attorney wasn't coming to an end, you would have left to start your business?
It's really hard to say. So I usually talk about like doing self-reflection. So if you want something to take home from this, do an inventory of all of your skills. So make a piece of paper, you know, do something like this, a one, a two, and this is your now, and this is the future, right? And this is just list off the things you're good at. I'm, you know, good at tying a tie. I'm good at, you know, talking to my friends. I'm great at Instagram. I'm good at getting likes on Instagram. I'm good at serving food. I mean, whatever it is. It can be silly. You don't have to show this to anyone. Anything. If you love doing it, if you're good at it, write it here. And then in the future, you write like what you aspire to be. It can be something like, I can't think of a person that I aspire to be, but if you want to be Elon Musk, if you want to be Tim Cook, if you want to be Bill Gates, like that's great. Write Bill Gates here. Go look him up on LinkedIn. Look what college he went to. Write that down. Write down all the skills that he has, the size of the company that he worked for, that he started, you know, the number of people that worked with him, and start inventorying like who you want to be future you. I'm a little bit more vague. Like, I like photography. So I'm going to say, you know, I want to focus more on photography. I want to travel. I want to get international work experience. You can be vague. You can be descriptive. And then in the middle is you're connecting the dots between here and here. So, you know, so the question I think is I would have had to do this a little differently. I would say, what are the skills I have now? Where do I want to be? And then what's like the best way to achieve those?
Now, I didn't know you when you were the lawyer who was making that switch, but the person that I've gotten to know since then is somebody who lives a life with an openness to change. And so I think he always had that, and maybe the road would be a little different, and maybe it wouldn't be a popcorn stand, but there was something inside of you that led this direction.
Yeah, it's a neat, and it's definitely like come out more like the more I've gone down this path. But yeah, it's a tough thing too. Like, I mean, the seasons change, you're kind of like thrown into that, but you know, you just kind of try and embrace it. Like, I lost my dad when I was 21, I was in college. I don't know that I'd be the man I am today if he was around. I don't know if I'd be better, if I'd be worse. But you know, I kind of had two options. Like, I could sit there and I could think about it, and you know, I could think about that every day. It's now 10 years later. And I still do, but you know, I have made this decision that I need to live my life and move forward and be happy with what I do. So that's why I make those decisions. I'm gonna write my email address up here too. You guys can shoot me an email. I'll get back to you. Say something about E-Town. Give me a high five, thumbs up emoji. I don't care. That'll be great.
And if any of you ever want to visit Mark in the market in Harrisburg, popcorn is on him.
Let's do it. Free samples. Let's do first person that comes to the stand. You say you were in E-Town, we'll give you a grab bag, all sorts of fun stuff, maybe a patch and some swag. Broad Street Market in Harrisburg. Thank you guys. Like I said, if you have anything else.
As we're wrapping up, just a reminder that the Ware lecture is next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And we have